This year, Wrangel Island is expecting around a 50% increase in the number of cruise ship stops compared to last summer, and last summer was pretty packed. Although Wrangel's city dock can only fit one ship, one day last May saw three ships, one at the dock and two anchored out in the Zamovia Strait.
So that's going to put over 1,000 passengers hitting the streets of Wrangel with no place to go potty. Potentially big issue.
At a borough assembly meeting last April, Caitlin Cardinell, who's the executive director of the Stikine River Jet Boat Association, told the assembly that as tourism ramps up in the wake of the pandemic, Wrangel needs to think about the bare necessities. Wrangel's only downtown public restroom facility is a small brown building with just two toilets. The community needs more than that, Cardinell said, and local businesses aren't equipped to provide backup.
The majority of the downtown businesses here do not have public access restrooms or the capacity to provide for the public.
Out of the nearly 40 businesses in the downtown Wrangel area, only three have public access restrooms, Cardinell said, and two of those establishments are bars. There are also large restrooms at Wrangel's multi-purpose community center and museum building, but the availability of those toilets isn't clearly marked on signs anywhere downtown. Approaching this year's visitors season, Wrangel's local government thinks it has found a solution that will help fill the gap and save the borough money. They've purchased two high-end porta-potty stalls from online auctioneer eBay. Unlike the recognizable blue or green of regular portable toilets, these stalls are white and have their own sinks. They'll be connected into the borough's wastewater system on a corner lot near the city dock, eliminating the need for a truck to pump out sewage. At a borough meeting in January, manager Jeff Good told the assembly Wrangel won the potty stalls for nearly $3,100, plus just over $800 for shipping. The borough will still need to purchase an accessible bathroom stall as well, he said.
Hooking them into the sanitary sewer system, doing some of the bench work we want to do, and then if we put a fence on the back side of it as well, we're probably into it for around $50,000 total. So it saves us some significant amount of money on our total cost, what we're looking at.
The original cost estimate for procuring new potties was double that, if not more. And speaking of doubles, the new toilets will more than double the number of standalone stalls in Wrangel's downtown area. Wrangel isn't the only Southeast community struggling with seasonal restroom solutions. Sitka, which sees thousands more tourists than Wrangel, implemented its own temporary solutions last summer and is still on the hunt for a permanent fix to the need for more stalls when tourists are in town. At the meeting last April, Cardinell told Wrangel Assembly members dealing with the restroom capacity sooner will pay dividends for the community down the line.
I think this is a really important issue because tourism is one of the top three driving economic industries in this town, and I believe that if we do it sustainably, we can continue to help that grow and all more support for kind of providing some infrastructure to lay a path to continue that economic growth for the borough.
Wrangel's first cruise ship of 2023 is scheduled to arrive on May 11th, the Ocean Victory, which can carry 200 passengers. Borough Manager Good says he expects the first two new toilet stalls to arrive in Wrangel in the next few weeks. In Wrangel, I'm Sage Smiley.